Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 58, Cocaine Does Not Make a Prius Look Any Cooler.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston!
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Nenya.
I'm Blue Onyx.
I'm Anvil.
I think I can speak for all of us when I say, suck on that, you Prop 8 supporting motherfuckers.
Yay!
All I can say is people ran outside on that day for California and just went and just stripped naked and ran down the street. The only problem about that is now they're going to be level 3 sex offenders. It sucks to be them now.
Yeah, but we're really excited because last year we were talking about when a similar law to Prop 8 passed in Maine. You know, the state that used to be part of New England but now isn't.
Go Maine.
Oh yeah, the one that we want to mysteriously float off into the ocean. Right.
Yeah. Well, I think all we had to do was just find the right area and just saw it right down there and just give it a little push.
Isn't that what's happening to California?
Sort of.
Yeah. Somewhat.
But this is the thing. We want the east side of it.
Oh.
Just because they're, you know, sexist bastards.
Yeah, pretty much.
Actually, no. You know what? They're not sexist bastards and none of that. They're just Yankees fans.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's the best
I mean, that's
say.
Like the western side of Mass. They're all Yankee fans, too, those motherfuckers.
Assholes.
You're the Yankees fans, the Canadians fans.
No.
Lakers
see,
fans.
That's the thing. The only reason why they were Yankees fan was back when they had radio signals for the TVs and shit like that. They were only able to get the Yankees things because the mountains were too fucking big, and it's their own goddamn fault for living over there.
Cock bags.
Yes, exactly. Cock bags.
Cock bags.
Is that called a scrotum?
I was watching Team America World Police the other day.
See, exactly. There you go. I knew I heard it somewhere.
I was trying to figure it out.
Except it was surprise, cockbag.
But anywho.
Let's move on to sports.
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 Anybody? Anvil? Sports?
No speaky English.
Stop it with this no speaky.
You already fucking said that at the movie theaters. It works once.
Oh. Yeah, the Spanish guy looked over like he was going to talk to me when I said it there, too.
So, yes, because you look Spanish.
Of course. You know, I'm taller than average.
Shut the fuck up.
Wider than average.
Anyways.
Didn't have corona.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
That's a really creepy video.
Anyways,
Well, actually, the king masturbates to that video.
Oh, no, goddammit.
Fuck
you.
No.
I thought we agreed to stop talking about the masturbating.
Be fucking mature.
Me mature? What?
Yeah. That's asking too much. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. So.
Sports fucknut.
I know. I just started. That's why I said so. All right. Let me start. Stop acting, you know, acting up. I'm just in a really goofy mood today.
Yep. Yep. That's, yep.
So I'm going to talk about something that the king knows nothing about, sports.
Come on, get to the big thing. I hear we got a nice
hey,
fall.
Hey, we are not talking about that yet. You can wait. Sit back, Duck. Sit back. You're always trying to move
down,
my sports
down,
where you
down.
Want to go. I'm taking sports where
I want to talk about the tall
no!
Irish.
No! Don't make me ground you.
I'm ground.
You can't ground what's already in flight, motherfucker.
It's called the 12 gauge. Basic, duck hunting, bitch.
Basic Pokemon rules. Ground moves don't work on flying types.
Bam. Yes, but if I take my 12 gauge and go duck hunting, yes. I'll roast him on a spigot and sell it to the Asian guy down the street because he loves his duck.
Really? I was thinking a stinger missile would just do fine. That's ground to air.
Yeah, but how am I supposed to make money?
Well, I don't know.
If I blow it up, I can't make anything.
All right, just shut up and talk about sports, you fucking
eat. How funny. Oh! Good blue.
Stop it.
Fucking bite you. No! Get your hairy ass arm away from me.
Yo, can we hurry up? Is the Red Sox are playing the Yankees at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock today.
Come on. Then.
Come on, hurry up.
That was my lead-in. Shut up. So last night, Clay Buchholz pitched against Javier Vasquez, taking the win for the Red Sox, baby. A much-needed win. We're playing 4 games against the Yankees right now. We need all 4 to keep playoff hopes alive. If we lose 2 or more in this series, we basically will not make the playoffs this year.
Do you think so?
We're 6 games out of first. Ooh. And 5.5 out of wild card. Yeah. Okay. If we keep on dropping, we are done. And we suffered another loss this week. Kevin Youkilis is out for the season. He needs surgery on his thumb. It's a muscle tore in his right hand, and he's a righty.
Ow.
He can't throw, and he can't hit. Too bad it wasn't the other hand, because knowing Youkilis, he would play.
Yeah, he would have just duct taped that bitch up and out on the field.
Exactly, because he's a true athlete. But not where every time you swing, the bat's going to rip on that muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you throw, it's going to rip on the muscle. He needs to do what he needs to do. So we'll figure out what happens. I know a couple of us are going to hang back and watch the game after. Nenya will probably watch a little bit before she has to run. Maybe the first pitch and run.
No, I'll probably just go to work.
It starts at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's what I said. You probably watch one pitch. Throw, okay, see y'all later. Because that's her goodbye. Mm-hmm. And enough time to say bye is enough time for one pitch. So, with Nenya here, I would like to, you know, talk about a little something. I want her opinion. The Boston Bruins signed second overall pick, David Segui.
Tyler Seguin.
I know, it's a huge joke to baseball. They're the Hall of Famer, David Segui. It's the joke.
Oh, I was like, really?
Well, at least she's paying attention.
I know.
No. Now, what about the recent, like, weeks and stuff like that? How about we go down, like, the line of how many things have changed up with the Bruins lines and people that are working in the company?
Yeah, because we just picked up a new guy to play up to be the overhead guy. He was with Montreal back when Claude Julien was there.
What, assistant coach?
He was the assistant coach there, and now he's going to be up top. I can't remember how to say his name.
Well, who was the guy that we got rid of, actually, that was, like, picking the players for us? Or am I talking about somebody else?
You're talking about
somebody else. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
And I know, she must have been happy to see, Dennis Weidman go bye-bye. I know.
Why are you giving me... Are you kidding me? I was so upset. I know that everyone hates Dennis Weidman, but I loved him.
Actually, I thought he was a good player. He, he made mistakes, but he was still, hustle, give it everything I have.
He was the team's scapegoat last year.
So they blamed everything on him.
They did blame everything on him.
You really have to admit, he made a couple really bad errors.
He did make a lot of mistakes, but,
especially when he served so the puck right in front of poor Tukarask.
You know what? So did a lot of other guys, yes. And they didn't get called out nearly as often as Dennis Weidman did. Let's not bring this up again.
Weidman!
And then her, one of her favorites, Vladimir Saboka is gone.
Vlad. I'll miss him. He was so tenacious. Ooh. He was such a scrappy...
Wait, that's Tenacious D?
He was so scrappy. Like, he just was, like, gritty and...
Every time I saw him on the ice, I was waiting for Scooby-Doo to pop out.
What?
Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, you...
Yeah, that was a terrible joke.
That was horrible.
No, you do not...
Nope.
Oh, nope. Well, so you're going to break some fingers.
Boys, no fighting. No fighting.
So, moving on...
Okay, he minimized it. Minimized.
It's minimized.
I had to fight for that one.
Silly bitches.
Okay, let's move on from hockey now to basketball. Actually, no, wait, let's go to football for a minute. Wes Welker participated in training camp, and he actually started taking hits yesterday.
Oh, nice.
So he is... No,
not hits from the bog.
Wes Welker is now officially back from a torn ACL in 6 months.
That's pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah. Usually you're out for, like,
at least a year.
That's a major injury, yes.
That alone... He must have been pumping iron, like, the whole fucking time. He's like, actually, oh, I'm injured? Get the surgery done.
Do you know what they said?
5 days later, he's already fucking pumping iron.
Well, what happened was he listened to what they told him to do with the knee, but he was in the gym lifting weights, you know, on his upper body, keeping his upper body in shape, and just keeping himself going. As soon as he got cleared, he was right in the gym, slowly working his leg, running cardio. He said he's making cuts. Everything's perfect.
Sweet deal.
I think if he comes back like old Wes Welker, adding Julian Edelman, Randy Moss, Torrey Holt, we might have a championship this year.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. It's been kind of dry these past, what, 6 years of being not champion?
Well, ever since they, you know, blew that
undefeated streak.
Undefeated 13-0.
Yes,
16-0. I don't watch football.
Bullshit.
And then actually, technically, if you count the playoffs, it was 18-0, but, you know.
They still blew it.
Well, why don't you count the fucking preseason games and the games before that?
We did lose preseason, dude.
Okay, then fine. There you go.
They choked. But, bottom line, they
choked. Well, that's because those are third and fourth string people that are just absolute shit.
No starters really play more than one set.
Yeah, they committed utter erotic asphyxiation.
What?
Yes.
They're not David Carradine, dude.
Yes, they are.
Oh, that man.
We loved him.
That amazing man.
We have one strong advantage this year than we had the last few years. The last couple of years, we're always saying, is this linebacker going to be good enough? Because he has to be a starter because we don't have a backup. Now we have more linebackers than we know what to do with. We actually had a cut of linebacker. Tell me how we get to do that. We had a cut of linebacker.
Yay!
Because we're trying to learn from our mistakes. I mean, how bad is it that you get to the point where you're like, oh, fuck, we don't have a backup. Or otherwise, we're going to have to take somebody else and throw him in there.
Mm-hmm.
I stood a really good chance of getting signed a linebacker last year just because I'm fat. And I could block the line.
Wow.
That's how bad we were at one point.
Yeah, you're definitely good at the cock blocking.
Excuse me.
Joke.
Do I have to bring back the last one, Beverly, when I actually tried to assist in a cock?
Block?
No. There was a cock blocker. I blocked her own so somebody could go and try to get some.
You were assisting someone's penis.
Yes.
And trying to go to the Holy Land.
Did you have to hold it?
Yes.
No. I blocked the cock.
It's not like you could do the
hands-on assistance.
20-foot piss.
No. What happened was there were two girls, and then their friend was a cock blocker.
And one cup.
I got in between. Oh!
Oh!
I got in between the cock blocker so that individual could go and try.
Yeah. I still failed.
Hey, she took your number.
Dude, it was a fucking attempt, so it's good enough
and
for us.
And she took your number. Right?
Mm-hmm. Experience is all that counts, man. There's gonna be the day. There's gonna be that day, man. Mm-hmm. Fuck, I couldn't even have the balls to do what you did.
Just because I got further with her sister, does that mean nothing?
Slut.
And she hugs me every time she sees me now?
Whore.
Hey.
Balls.
Alright.
I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
It's allowed. It's allowed.
Alright.
Alright, so tonight there's gonna be an MMA fight.
Really?
For the UFC.
Like Zoinks.
Nothing really huge except for the main fight.
Jinkies.
Chanel, which is a, you know, British fighter. He runs his mouth way too much. Will be fighting Anderson Silva for the title. And according to him, I'm sorry, Sonnen. I just got his name really badly wrong. He actually said that he will retire Anderson Silva.
Oh.
That he's that good that he's going to make Anderson Silva quit.
What is he going to do? Break his fucking like leg or something?
I think Anderson Silva might kick his head off.
Yeah.
But the fights that I'm looking forward to are coming up in 3 weeks.
Yay!
Here in Boston, Massachusetts. The first event in Massachusetts. Main event. Frankie Edgar versus BJ Penn for the title.
Which is fucking crazy.
Which is going to be a great fight because Frankie Edgar took the title from BJ Penn by decision.
Yeah, that was fucking bullshit.
Then, Randy, the natural couture, takes on James Lights Out Tony, who's James Tony's making his MMA debut.
Yeah, seeing that he's officially a boxer.
He is a boxer. A good boxer.
That's the only thing is this might actually be a good stand-up fight if it stays that, but Couture, he's a Greco-Roman wrestler, so he might bring it to the ground and fuck him up just because.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, Massachusetts native son, Kenny Kenflow Florian, will be fighting on the card.
Yay!
There's a lot of good fights coming here to Boston. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there like a bill they passed or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why you could come here.
Yeah. They were like, bring your FC to Boston because it'll make lots of money.
And Dana White's from the Boston area. Yes.
You want to talk about fucking serious money? They're like asking like $300 for fucking nosebleed section easily. A piece, 400, yeah, and then like fucking down right on the actual tarmac basically is fucking what, $5,000 now?
Fucking.
It's like money.
Money!
Also,
August
27th and 28th will be the UFC FanCon Boston, which the three of us, you know, myself, the King, and Blue, hope to, you know, be there as members of the press to bring everything to you guys. And from, you know, what I've seen, there's going to be a lot of great fighters signing autographs, including Anderson Silva, Wanderlei Silva, Chuck the Iceman Liddell, his arch nemesis Tito, the Huntington Beach bad boy Ortiz. You have Clay Goudier. Oh, there's so many great fighters.
You guys have crazy nicknames.
No, some of those are actually their names.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's the only
Neguer,
one.
Neguer.
The one name that I have to say that, well, like for a nickname that's overkilled or overused is Hitman. You son of a bitch.
Ooh, are you serious?
Dude, it's a wooden chair.
It was a chair cracking. I leaned forward. The chair freaking creaked.
No, that was a fart.
No, you want me to fart?
No, I don't want you to fart.
No! Good. But yeah, Hitman is overused.
Yeah, because we got Brett the Hitman.
No, that's not an MMA fighter. I'm talking about like a lot of other.
Actually, I'll never forget a fight. Two guys have to fight. It's like so and so the Hitman, so and so versus so and so the Hitman. So and so was like, what?
Hitman is really pounding the Hitman.
Even my code name on friggin' UFC 2010 is fucking Hitman. Just because that was the only cool one I could take.
Yeah, I'm the King on there.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, these events are really good. A lot of companies get to go out there, put out their promotions. If you get a chance, go down. It'll be held at the Heinz Convention Center. A bunch of companies are giving out some like stickers and T-shirts, stuff like that, which I know we're gonna be trying to get as much as we can.
Stickers!
I'm a girl. I love stickers.
There's no hell.
That are silly bands.
I have silly bands actually. I'm not gonna.
Actually, I heard Tito.
She's like,
Tito Ortiz do not silly bands. That says, I'm a bitch.
Yeah, basically.
Silly bands don't say anything on them.
No, but Tito Ortiz is dead.
Alright, well, it's going to get the silly band that looks like a dog.
I have a silly
AKA, that's a female bitch. So that's what he's going to be handing out. Does that count?
I have a silly band that's shaped like a trumpet.
Really?
We're kind of proud of that one, yeah.
15 cents to make, $5 to sell.
Yeah, exactly.
But truthfully, this could be a really good event.
He's okay.
And then, you know, we're going to be coming, hanging out and watching the fight.
At the bomb shelter.
At the bomb shelter. Mm. So, we'll see how that goes. If you live in the Boston area and you want to come watch it with us, contact us on our Facebook and
or
we'll
get back website to or anything.
Yeah, just contact us. Facebook, MySpace, you know,
tweet
website.
Tweet us. Send us a text message.
Yeah.
Send us a stripper. Send a stripper, you're definitely coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That, I'm working on getting a projector so I could put it outside. Because I got the screen. I've got the screen.
Good. Terrific.
That signal.
Yeah, basically. That's what I want to do.
Send a carrier pigeon as long as it lands on one of our porches.
If we could get one of those clouds from AMC to float overhead of my pool, that would be great.
If you even get a hot air balloon or a blimp to fly over, we really think that will really get you in.
Yeah.
What are we talking about again?
I don't know.
I think we just got so far off the subject.
Yay!
Something about UFC being over at my house. Yeah, okay.
So, so go Anderson Silva. We are definitely being biased on this one.
Yay!
So, I think that's it with sports.
You're forgetting a certain tall Irishman.
Sorry, basketball.
Tall Irishman?
Irishman.
Shh. Let me finish. He's really not that tall. But the first cuts for the U.S. team to play for the national, you know, not the national, but the world title, Rajon Rondo is still holding strong. With the next week or so, we'll find out if he makes the official team. So that's really, really good. And the schedule just got released. We're playing the Orlando Magic on Christmas. And we're opening our season against the Miami Heat.
Whoa. Considering our tall Irishman.
Hey, can you actually let me break into this one on my own?
Yes. No.
No.
No. No. We must give you shit.
So, yes. Miami's big three, LeBron, the Queen of Diamonds, James.
Yay!
Consider.
Hello! Hello!
See, King went to go give me the little cricket thing, but then he remembered, wait, he was called the King, so Anvil didn't call him the King, because I'm the King.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can't cricket him for the joke.
Yeah.
Right.
Chris, I look like the Predator Bosch.
Ugly fucker.
And Dwayne, I look like one of those alligators from Super Mario Brothers. Wade. He kind of does, doesn't he?
Yeah, just a tad. He's an ugly fucker.
Take on Boston's Big Four. Including Rajon Rondo.
Yay!
No, featuring Rajon Rondo. That should be the new thing.
Well, do you feel like anybody's going to be dropping off now? Out of the big three that we used to have, now I'm seeing that it's going to be four.
No, because our new guy will be taking over for Kendrick Perkins, who has been out due to ACL surgery and will not be back until February.
What about the only white guy on the team?
You mean the token white guy?
Yes, the token white guy.
$3.5 million to be the token white guy, Brian Scalabrine?
Yeah, Scalabrine. You know what? I'm going to get his jersey because I want to be that white guy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well,
sign me up.
You know the coolest part about being a white guy here in Boston is? I have a Celtics championship ring, and whenever I wear it to places, people think I'm him because they just remember a white guy on the Celtics. See their ring, and they're like, oh, you're Brian Scalabrine. Come on in.
Come on. Let's do them. Come on. We have a big, nice, tall Irishman that has just joined our team. And O'Neal!
Jermaine O'Neal is talking about, of course. We signed him a few weeks ago.
Fuck you!
We also just signed to a 2-year deal, the new green monster, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes! Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm happy with it. 2-year, $3 million deal.
I'm not happy with it.
So... Kazam is on the Celtics.
The Man of Steel is on the Celtics.
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I reported this how long ago? Well, 4 weeks ago, that he was here in Boston. I guaranteed 4 weeks ago he would be a Celtic. I got laughed at, and he signs 4 weeks later. Especially the guy making the hand gestures over here, Blue Monarch, who definitely laughed at me.
Oh, yeah, well, what about that whole Terrell Owens one? I thought you said something about Terrell Owens coming here.
That's what he said he wanted to.
He wanted to, but then he went and jerked off and went somewhere else.
Cincinnati offered him money.
Yeah, because we would have let him work here for fucking peanuts.
And you know what? I have to give it up to Shad because he took a lot less than what he got last year.
$20 million last year, and he's only going to make $1.5 million this year.
Fucking set for life. Why would he need to? You know what? He feels like he's played on some of the teams that have actually made big fucking dents in the actual NBA. I mean, the only place he really didn't play for was, like, what, the Bulls?
Well, no, he's only played for a couple teams.
Yeah, he's only played for a couple teams.
Magic?
Oh, no.
The Suns?
No,
Lakers and Heat.
Let's go in exact order.
UCLA, because he made so much more money in college.
Then he went to Orlando. Mm-hmm. From Orlando, he went to L.A. From L.A., he went to Miami, where he won a championship. Then from Miami, he went to Phoenix.
Yep.
From Phoenix, he went to Cleveland.
Yep.
And now he's here.
Dude, he fucking did some serious, like, planet hopping. That's fucking
all
crazy.
While getting his degrees in criminal justice, getting hired as a sheriff, and working in the offseason as a sheriff.
Yeah.
I don't really think I'd like to be chased down by him. I might tell him to throw me the cuffs, so I'll cuff myself. Because imagine him running and tackling you.
Dude.
You see, Shaq is one of those guys that really is truly someone that you can want to, like, aspire to be. Because...
What, 7'1", 325 pounds?
Well, he's had practically a good record his entire life.
Yeah, he's
he's, you know, a good role
MVP,
model.
Four championships, an MVP, and been the All-Star team 15 times.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, and he does, like, you know, he might boast, but no different from any other NBA player that's won.
Well, truthfully, you know, I made fun of him a lot. Because I don't like him with the Ben Stein commercials.
Yeah, I hate those commercials, too.
Ha-ha!
And...
Fuck Comcast.
That's not only Comcast that they've done.
Well, fuck it. It's Comcast.
He has a gold medal?
Yeah, 1996 Olympics.
New York, US Olympic team. New York Olympic team, yeah.
Yeah, New York, yeah.
Sorry, I'm on his Wikipedia.
Also,
I'm that guy.
Look, if I ever see Shaq at a carnival and he's trying to win a stuffed animal for his child, I know I am definitely winning a stuffed animal before him with the way he shoots free throws.
I think the best way to explain it is Scary Movie. When he did that whole part where he's tied up and chained. Yeah, that's basically the shooting style. Because that's... Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, yes, he's great. But, blocker, rebounder, everything like that. He's a fucking wall.
He can do everything. He can dunk on everything.
But the shooting needs the work. It's just, that's the only thing that I really have an issue with. And that's all we need is him to be, tromping up and down the fucking our court and fucking things up.
Now, I heard after he retires in 2 years, he's going into another sports arena. He's going to join the UFC.
You
gotta practice Shaq Fu.
No, fuck you. No.
Do Shaq Fu!
No. That's so bullshit. No,
I know, but that'd be hilarious. Dude, he's out of everybody's weight class.
Well, exactly. But I'm just saying.
It's a joke.
It'd be ridiculous to see him, the cage isn't big enough to hold him in there. He'd end up falling over the fucking cage.
He falls down and he takes out the ring.
Yeah.
And then the cage falls on the other guy, and that's how he wins. He knocked him out.
Winner by knockout, Shaq. Fighting style, Shaq Fu. Imagine getting kicked in the head by his feet.
Dude, if he can move fast enough, yeah.
Move fast enough, he kicks and he hits the outside of the ring.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It's a height advantage. His, his legs are longer than Nenya.
Wait, would his reach advantage be 100 inches easily?
Easily. Considering his arms are down to, past his hips, so his reach has to be at least 100, and his legs are 4-5 feet off the ground.
He is the caveman of all cavemen. Knuckle draggers.
He's 7 foot 1, 325 pounds.
That's a huge bitch.
Thank you.
Oh! She stole my line! Damn, she stole both of our lines?
Yes.
Yep.
At least we're not druggies, because then we'd really be angry. She's... You wanna get it?
Just trying to contribute to the situation.
It's okay. We love you, too.
Please don't hurt me.
Alright, we done?
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's talk about the movies. The Other Guys, starring Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Those guys over there.
Yeah, those guys. Narrated by Academy Award winner Ice-T.
What? What did he win an Academy Award for?
Yeah, fuck, what was that movie?
New Jack City.
Yeah, New Jack City, that's what he won for.
I used to watch him on CSI.
Law and Order.
One of those crime shows.
He was
the dude who knew what was up.
I liked him playing one of those Reaper kangaroo people on
Tank Girl.
What? That movie was scary.
So, yeah. It's kind of funny that, he was able to do the narration. I was expecting him to pop out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really disappointed he wasn't actually in the film.
He was just like, yep, narrator, hi.
But then
he's going to be the next Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd so watch a penguin movie. Who's touching my hair? Go back over where you're supposed to be sitting.
Anvil.
Jerk.
Potato.
Shut up. But it's one of those movies. It's a buddy comedy, buddy cop comedy of sorts. Ridiculous buddy cop comedy.
Yes. Yeah. Ridiculous.
All right, aim for the bushes.
Yeah, aim for the bushes. I just don't... We don't want to ruin it, but all we have to say, just aim for the bushes. Because it's just that fucking bad. How many stories were they?
20.
At least 20, so
the
yeah.
The entire place erupted, including that old guy who I thought was actually dead. It's like, is he dead?
Was that the guy that was sleeping in the couch chair that was like...
Yeah!
Yeah, dude. We walked over to the Sports Authority just to check out some stuff, and, those massaging chairs that are right out in the open in the mall that you put a dollar in? This guy and what we think was his wife, because we couldn't fucking tell.
Yeah.
They were both sleeping, fucking full out, snoring, everything.
Really?
We came back 35 minutes later to go in the movie. They're still asleep.
They're still...
But then he's in the movie. I thought he was dead.
She must have had a timer on or some shit. That was impressive.
And last year he was fully awake because of, the way he was in the movie.
That's weird.
But how do we feel about this movie?
I thought they did a better job with this than Cop Out.
Well, because this is the thing. I know Will Ferrell... He's been on and off. You've got Taylor Day and Nights. You've got fucking all these other movies.
Well, Taylor Day and Nights was awesome.
Yes, it was.
Except for the part where they put the fucking commercial in between. They put a real fucking commercial for Applebee's
exactly.
in that movie. Which was like a what the fuck moment for me.
Well,
what the fuck?
You gotta take money to, you know, put it into the
extra. Dude, all the sponsors that were all over his...
Wait, yeah. Well, some of those things, you know, maybe they got permission, but they didn't get paid.
That movie was on the other day, actually.
But, I mean, like, let's put it this way. He's been on and off, you know.
I agree.
Especially lately. I mean, he's fucking hilarious when he was in Saturday Night Live, and then he hops into these movies, these weird-ass ones, and he's hot and cold, so.
He's been more cold than hot lately.
Yeah, but this movie, actually, I felt he was a little bit warmer than normal.
Yeah.
You guys ready for this? The guy who did this movie with him, right, also produced and everything... Talladega Nights and Anchorman.
Yes, Adam McKay.
Thank you. I couldn't remember his name, but I knew you would.
Mm-hmm. This movie really, like, perplexed me.
Big word.
Just because, okay, the action scenes were fucking awesome. You had Samuel L. Jackson and The Rock, which is also awesome. And then, like, the music was really,
Michael Keaton was awesome.
Michael Keaton, although, however, I was really sad because he is not aging gracefully and it really broke my heart.
I'm sitting there looking at him.
This guy looks okay.
I was still waiting for him to do the Beetlejuice and, like, knock over a tree and say, nice fucking model! You know, that's what I was waiting for him to do, but he didn't really do that.
Remember when we were kids, he was Batman. To us,
I think he was the best Batman.
Agreed.
But how sad is it that he's a captain... You know, detective of the NYPD, right?
And he's also...
But he also works for Bed Bath & Beyond.
That was supposed to be funny.
Yeah. Well, it is, but it's sad because he's like, I gotta put my bisexual son through, you know, college.
Oh, yeah.
Just so he can become a DJ. I truly love when he ran into the final raid and he's wearing the Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, he's still
wearing the apron on.
Please sit down. I was like, Bed Bath & Beyond.
No, that was good. But the movie threw me off, because like I said, the action was really good, it had its funny moments, although it was off and on, but like, a lot of it was really confusing and didn't make, like, sense, and it was kind of slow.
Well, are you talking about Mark Wahlberg and on his little toes?
He just randomly shows up at the
Valerie. The ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, with the ex-girlfriend, he's like, I love you, and we're like, where did this come from?
And Will Ferrell comes out,
he loves you!
Yeah. It's a lot of holes.
Well, that's the thing. That's
and then with the homeless people taking a giant crap in Will Ferrell's
No. That was a giant orgy.
Orgy.
It was called a soup kitchen.
And to remind you that cocaine does not even help a Prius look any cooler.
But it does make people high.
Maybe, you know, there was.
They went and smashed into the vehicle and stopped, you know, and. Of course, they steal people's shoes, even though I didn't see them, like, rip their shoes off at all.
Yeah. No.
The one guy goes and takes his finger and puts it in his teeth just to get high.
He's like,
nobody saw this. Oh, wow, I'm tripping balls. But anyways, like...
Should you be driving? Shut up!
Now, I'm just wondering if the king noticed this. I don't know if, you know, the anvil...
Ouch.
Well, I don't know if anybody acknowledged this, but the Australian guy... Was the guy from Punisher Warzone?
Yeah,
okay,
yes.
Just making sure. Now, with the feeling of how this, well, you said it was like not a flow type movie.
It didn't flow very well at all.
Mm-hmm. How long was this exactly? I can't even.
100 minutes.
100 minutes. That's not too bad.
I was disappointed because I caught on to the final when they walked in to see the guy that was gonna supposedly bail them all out. I already saw it coming.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn! I really wish they threw me a curveball. Yeah. Because I kind of figured out, you know, the very first time the guy mentioned pension.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm like, ooh. Because he said, invest our pension fund. I'm like...
Oh, I didn't catch up on that at all.
Yeah.
I think Blue did, because...
Yeah,
I looked over.
I caught that and I went, son of a bitch, there's nothing right about that.
What did you think about Ava Mendez?
I was going to mention her like 2 seconds ago. I was just like, yes!
Probably, like, she's fucking hot. Let's
exactly.
As hard as I try not to admit it, just because she's such an air balloon, she's hot.
I love the fact that, you know, Mark Wahlberg was just like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, the whole time.
That was
like,
a good scene.
Are you serious? This is your wife? You know, like, holy fuck.
Seriously.
And then when he's trying to leave, he's like, bye, Sheila. Bye, Sheila.
And then he's like,
bye.
And
who is that?
Wolf Ferrell's like yelling bye to him. He's like, bye, Sheila.
I don't know if he saw it. I don't know if he heard me. I'll say it one more time. Bye.
Bye, Sheila. And then she goes to give him a kiss on the cheek and he kisses
her. He goes like, tries to
neck. Yeah, he starts kissing her neck.
I would have done the same thing.
I would have gave her like a full on hug, like a bear hug, and like try to steal her.
Yeah. Well, I think that was what he was hinting on. Was like, if anything were to happen to you, I will take care of your wife, her emotional and physical needs.
Well, see, the one time I met her, she had so much security around, I couldn't steal it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I got her autograph. I showed Blue. She's wearing like a wife beater. She looked really, really sexy.
Anyways,
she has nice boobs.
Yeah.
I wish they showed them in spirit.
I wish she would just show them in general.
Well, that's the thing. It's like they're contracted to show her great body. I know that when we watch Spirit, we could see her great ass.
Yeah.
But after that, you can't see the knockers. It sucks.
Yeah. Damn you, PG-13 regulations.
Yeah.
She probably has the greatest looking nipples in the entire world.
They're probably made out of solid gold.
But you know what? As much as Nanya mentioned that she's kind of like a, like, you know, she acts like a dumb. I think she's wicked smart.
She's not a good actress, though.
Well, they bring her in on, like, you know, kind of like funny little roles like
she's
did
She's eye
her.
Candy.
Yeah, I mean, because that makes up for it. No, sorry.
All right, have you ever seen her in Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans?
Ooh. No, that was actually pretty good.
She did really good in that movie.
She did pretty... And, I mean, that's the thing. I finally saw the original one, and I went, that was fucking crazy. Talking about, like... Like, you know how, like, the 80s movies, like, they had their restriction, but when they had the R rating on there, they tried to go so far past every fucking thing, and that went really, really fucking
well. Bad Lieutenant, the original, was NC-17.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Basically, it was a porno. Oh, man. Oh.
Bunch of fucking and killing.
Yes, and snorting cocaine. Oh. But the whole
thing that
they did with this movie was they actually kind of produced, you know... After the main guys went away, let's just put it that way so we don't ruin anything. They tried to have, what's his name there?
Yeah, the main guys were transferred.
Yeah. The, what do you call it? What's his name from Daily Show there?
Rob Riegel,
thank you. Him and his partner were trying to become the next, like, you know, kind of stars of everything.
Yeah.
And they did a horrible job.
Yeah. Very funny.
Well... The one when they were in the classroom was
that's
funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Dude, give me the guns! Give me the guns! Come on, kids! Who wants to go on a ride-along? And then they get the one kid bouncing it back and forth.
So they didn't really explain what happened to her.
No.
Yeah.
Probably killed her.
It's like all of a sudden you just see her looking through the bars. Bad boys.
Hey, are you stuffy back there? Let me open the windows. They open the windows and her go flying out the side. That's what I was expecting.
Truthfully, I would have found the movie even more funnier if literally, like I just said... They're also the aim of the guns, right? And you get the little girl looking through the bars. Bad boys. What you gonna do?
That's creepy.
What you gonna do when they come for you? Blue laugh! That was funny! I will cut your throat in your sleep!
He's clapping now, though. You should cut his
throat. I have to give it a little bit of a golf clap. Very good.
Okay.
Now, just remember, if the king winds up dying in his sleep...
It wasn't him. You didn't hear anything.
Shades Black Flame did it.
You know that hooker that doesn't have money to drive up here to do so.
Still in the background.
No. Wow, that's fucking creepy. Holy shit, you can still hear it. Holy crap.
Dude,
awesome.
You played it and now they think they're ready to mate. You open the back door and they all rape you.
They're going to start fucking your computer.
Yeah.
He'll go to sleep and he'll wake up with a cricket humping through his ass.
Anything else we want to mention about this movie before we kill it and rate it?
Let me see. Like I said, I thought they did this a lot better than Cop Out did. As much as I love Kevin Smith, this was, like, 5 times better.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were on even playing fields, actually, because, you know, how they did the setups on their movies, like, they had the little dry pieces of the toast because of that. But.
Yeah. I think one scene that I really thought was, like, incredible, I didn't know how they did this in editing, but it's a scene where we're in the bar, but everything is frozen.
Oh, yeah.
I love when they actually get to do that stuff, but they did a great job with the CGI. So probably what they did was they ran the camera through which way they wanted to swing it, and then what they did was they CGI'd everything else with how they were doing it in those spots, and then they placed them.
But it was all somewhat third-dimensional still.
Mm. Well, yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing about now is they have multiple cameras, you know, shooting at the angles, so it gets everything and constructs it as one picture, and when they put it on film, it makes it look 3D.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they did I love when the popcorn was flying through the air, the guns firing off. Oh, man. They did a pretty funny bullet time, you know, trick, too.
Yeah. Well.
That was pretty cool.
I actually really enjoyed the...
What is it called? Desk pop?
Yeah, desk pop.
I really enjoyed the first bar scene when Will Ferrell was singing a good old Irish drinking song.
Yeah,
those are really weird.
It has to be recent, considering they were talking about burning Harry Potter books.
And pink eye.
Pink eye.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, it's my turn again. Hold on, let me go start singing again.
And I will always love you.
Shut the fuck up, Harry Potter. Alright, so rating.
You know what? Funny movie. It did have a couple slow moments. But, all in all, I was very entertained by this film. I especially liked the ending song, Pimps Don't Cry.
And how they did the credits, too, which actually was kind of educational.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little too political for
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like, wow, they actually hit us with a comedy, but then went political at the end with Rage Against the Machine. I was like, fuck yeah.
Don't forget all the TLC, you know, references.
Yeah, too.
It brought tears to my eyes, because I used to have the biggest crush on Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Hey, you, remember, don't go chasing waterfalls. Are you referencing TLC? Who's TLC?
What the fuck? I don't understand that reference. Fuck you guys.
And then, like, in the matter of, like, 30 seconds, he makes three different references.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to creep.
Wait. What's rating? Rating.
All right. One thumb up.
Okay.
One, and the other thumb almost all the way there. Maybe, like,
3/4?
Like, 95% up.
Okay. All right. 4/5. Anyways. What about in star ratings? I got a 5 right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just so people can understand that.
Truthfully, I really
think... I think 4.5 out of 5.
Okay.
I really think we should go to a 5-star rating, because this whole quarter...
Thumbthing kind of fucking confuses
people,
but...
The thumbthing's weird.
Yeah, it is.
Wait. It's confusing me, and I'm sitting in the room.
Yeah, okay.
But we like to give the middle finger on one of these movies.
We can flip off everybody.
That's a no-star.
Okay, yeah, that's a no-star, yeah.
So, I think right now, we should just go 5-star...
Five
and
fingers.
All it can be...
Wait, that's it. No, I'm
kidding. I say the new rating should go 5 stars and only 0.5 stars. No quarter, no 3/4 stars.
What about 0 stars?
You can do that.
Yeah,
you can say
zero.
They're
0 to 5.
If you give them the middle finger, then that's a 0.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. 0, middle finger.
All right, listeners, have you written down all this so you can now follow it?
No!
Okay.
Because they don't want to.
I'll give it 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Okay. Thank you. Mrs. Nenya.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Miss. Mr. No. What? I'd go 2.5 out of 5 stars.
Wow.
Why?
I'm very in the middle on this one. Because like I said, had its moments. Like, had the good action scenes, had the good music.
Hey, I heard you laughing.
I did laugh.
Okay.
But
you grabbed
onto
me and laughed into my shirt so hard, I didn't touch you. Actually,
that,
elbowed me at one point, but...
That was Jay Bezo, dude, remember?
I just felt that the storyline and the movement of the film left some to be desired.
Okay, fine. Let's go blue.
Well, 4.5, easily. Because of how they, you know, portray the characters... But I mean, I can feel Nenya on how like they do the storyline.
It was a little bit all over the place.
Well, that's what they do. That's the whole thing. That's their comedy style now, which you have to be fucking random to keep these people on their toes.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to keep them kind of like, okay, I'm getting a little, ha-ha! Oh, okay. I thought I was getting bored there for a second. 5 minutes later, okay, I'm getting bored. Oh, wait, another funny thing. You know, so it kind of jumps in that kind of like they need to do little things like that in order to keep. You know, our generation on our fucking toes, basically, in order to understand. It's sad.
I want to laugh the whole time, though.
Yeah.
But not every movie can be The Hangover or Pineapple Express.
Well, yeah, that one had you almost gasping for air because you were laughing so hard.
I think I can count on one hand how many times I laughed during The Hangover.
Really?
I'm sorry, guys. Really sorry.
Okay, have you seen Despicable Me?
No.
All right, no.
Hilarious.
Hold on. We gotta figure out what is one of those funny movies that really gets you on the part. I mean,
Pineapple Express.
We can't really go back towards like Monty Python's because that's easy.
Or even Jackass.
Let's talk Will Ferrell. How about Anchorman?
Okay. Yeah.
Was that one of your funny movies?
I laughed through a very large portion of that film.
3/4? Half? What?
Probably like 3/4, okay. Maybe. Yeah, yes. That movie was damn funny.
Well, yeah.
Especially the brawl in the
Oh, God, yeah, no.
And Will's vagina.
Just,
anyway.
What about Step Brothers? Did you find that movie funny?
Yeah, like maybe half.
I like John C. Reilly. I think he's a fantastic actor.
Yeah, he also plays good serious roles, too, when they go and stick him in there.
Which is creepy.
Oh, him in Chicago?
Yeah. Mr. Sullivan.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
See right.
Well, what about him doing, you know, Walk the Line?
No, that was...
You mean Walk Hard?
The
only time I ever saw Walk Hard, it was on FX, so it probably wasn't nearly as funny as it actually is.
Walk Hard...
I still can't believe that UFC fighter walked out to that song.
Hey, that's hilarious. But it's like, I'll never forget watching that movie, and the only scene I ever saw.
Alright, so now we're starting to understand, Nate is, you know...
I'm just a bitch.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you,
but at least you tell it like it is, because there's people that are up there that wouldn't understand, like, how we, portray movies.
Let me ask her the ultimate question. What do you think of Adam Sandler?
Want him to die!
I think that Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison were the only funny movies he's ever done.
Nice!
Wow.
Because I kind of agreed. Little Nicky was a little bit shit.
Yeah. Everyone was like, yeah, Little Nicky was awesome.
No. I actually didn't enjoy it.
It's only because it had Ozzy Osbourne in it.
Yeah.
I truthfully didn't care for that movie. Yeah.
Like, here, kill him with
the rest
Eight
of
Crazy
his...
Nights was funny. His cartoon.
No, I hated it.
He was good in Spanglish.
Well, actually, I can't lie. I watched that Eight Crazy Nights so drunk at a Christmas party that it probably just seemed a lot funnier than normal.
Yeah. See, Billy Madison, that's another one of those movies that I just laughed the whole time.
And Happy Gilmore. I mean, the fucking alligator at the end of Heaven going cool.
Fighting Bob Barker.
I just have to say it because of the whole fact of Happy Gilmore, where he goes and he misses the first swing and he just goes off on a swear tangent and they go and switches to the TV. He's like, "You stupid mother," beep, 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 beep. And they're just sitting there like, "Oh my god, I can't believe this guy's on the PGA."
No lies.
Just tapping.
And wait. And Lee Trevino on the side going, "Oh no," and he only shakes his head.
One of my personal favorite Adam Sandler movies has to be I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
That one was actually alright.
Yeah, it had a good message in it.
Truthfully, I think it wasn't meant to be super funny, but a little bit more serious and with a great message.
I'm not really a Kevin James fan. Yeah.
The Wedding Singer.
Okay, The Wedding Singer. I forgot about that one. Forgot about The Wedding. That wasn't one of the funny movies. It's one of those romantic comedies that
he did a good job with.
Oh no, that was a really great film. And I've seen the musical and I like that a lot too. But
I keep forgetting that was a Broadway musical too. All
right. Well, Anvil, kill it off. Kill off the rating.
4.5.
4.5 easily.
Out of possible, 4.9.
Fork in it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, with all the previews of the movies that we saw before this film.
Every one of us is spendable.
But I bet you heard me gasp when I saw Paramount Pictures and then MTV Films.
Yeah.
Jackass 3D.
He started laughing before the preview even ran.
See this motherfucker right here, King, doesn't want to shut the fuck up when it says, "Shut the fuck up" when you're watching the movies, even in preview. Shut the fuck up.
It tells you to shut up during the previews. He makes sure that everybody in the theater knows that he's there.
I'm sitting six, maybe even seven seats over, and he goes, dude, to Nenya over here. I'm like, ugh. I'm so sorry, Nini. You had to deal with it this time.
I'll never forget. I'll never stop laughing.
It's okay.
There was a whole group of us that went to the movie. I think it was last summer. We were just starting out, and me and Blue were sitting down at one, and they were at the other. We were all just being funny. And a preview came on, and we watched it. And also, we hear the King, Blue, Anvil. We have to see that movie.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people are looking up. He's like, dude, right back to watching the next one. I'll never forget that. It was one of the funniest movie times I've ever
had. Wait, what was the other one? Was it The American or was it another? I can't remember what movie, but I heard you say that line again. I'm going to go see that movie. And everybody else is just looking around what the fuck?
It was Jackass 3D.
Oh, okay, that one.
And then, just like what happened to me and Blue last week, we watched a preview for this really good horror movie. And we're all sitting there, and it happened again this week. It was...
Were they in the elevator?
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
It's like...
They're like, this is so good. A Nightmare from M. Night Shyamalama Ding
Dong. Oh, fuck!
Yeah, exactly. Almost half the people in the crowd were like, fuck!
Yeah.
Shit!
Who were there last time?
Who keeps giving him money?
And people laughed at us. We were sitting there.
You know what the worst part about that is? It's the first in a trilogy.
Ah!
Because I know me and Blue... We're sitting there, we're like, yo, this movie looks really good.
Yeah, we're just awesome. We're intrigued. We're like, hey, they're getting into an elevator. Yeah. Holy shit, it stops. Somebody got fucking bit, or something like that. And then, who's got a sharp object? Who's got a sharp object? And then, Nightmare from M. Night Shyamalan. And I was like, fuck!
Both of us were M. Night Shyamalan. Fuck! And the people in front turned around laughing.
I wasn't nearly as vocal about my disappointment when I saw that M. Night Shyamalan would be associated with
the film. I wanted to see that, but now I don't.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I really want to see this. Oh, never mind.
I think I want to make another shirt that says, oh, fuck, not another M. Night Shyamalan movie, and then just have Boston Bash Brigade on the back. Just because. It would just work perfect. Everybody would be like, hey, is there anything on the back of that? Oh, Boston Bash, what the fuck? Oh, I gotta go check it out, you know.
Or
have something that makes fun of them.
Mine says, you want a reason to commit suicide? Watch M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, you see, you didn't want to see The Last Airbender.
No,
you...
but I've heard all the reviews about it from people who love the cartoon and were flipping their shit over the
movie. They basically raped the series.
Yeah, that's...
I've never seen the series or read the series or whatever it was,
yeah.
But I was disappointed.
No, I can't stand the motherfucker because the fact is back when I was in high school and they had The Village out, my friends were like, oh, dude, you gotta go see that. I went and saw it. I went home and I had a group of my friends around me and I went, I can't believe I paid $10 to see that piece of shit movie. I fucking can't believe it. And of course, I take my hand and brush it all across my nose. And one of my friends goes, dude, there's a shitload of blood on your hand. I'm like, what? I fucking went into a full-out nosebleed. I thought I was dying on an aneurysm. And I went, and that Shyamalan gave me a fucking aneurysm. That asshole. I was like, I'm going to kill him.
I think they should take M. Night Shyamalan and do what happened to the guy in Man Under Fire. You guys remember that movie?
Oh, shove the fucking cell phone up the ass with like a fucking C4. I think it was a beeper.
No, it was a charger.
Oh, okay.
It was a charger.
It was a plastic charger, like, you know, a fake little dildo thing. And he stuffed it with C4 in the device and shoved the guy's ass when he was unconscious.
And he goes and calls the number. He says, you've got about 30 seconds to live.
And the guy, you're showing information. The guy thought he was lying. He calls the number. And he hits a beeping from inside of him. Gives the information. You see Denzel Washington walking away. And boom!
Explosions! Oh, God! How do people walk away from explosions in movies? It's a bullshit!
I'm making the most horrified face right now.
Talk about gazpacho, huh? Hearing. Yo.
Well, that's because it's Denzel Washington. He's cool.
Yeah, he gets away with it all.
Yeah.
Training Day and
Book of Eli.
That's a good
movie.
He cut off the guy's fucking hand.
Well, you have to remember, we are atheists.
Well,
so, you know. And I loved in the
it was
movie.
A good movie.
The priest getting bitten. I love that.
All right. Next thing.
Let's talk video games.
Well, I'm leaving.
Yay!
Yeah, go take a nap.
Yay, nap.
So, as of Monday, I have officially all three systems.
You beat me out to it, fuckers.
I hate you all. I don't even have one.
Kiss my balls.
So, I have the Xbox 360, and I decided to check out a couple games for it. I downloaded two of them. One was Splosion Man. You talked about this.
Yeah, I talked about it about 6 months ago.
Fucking awesome game. I love it when you pick up the big fat scientist and it starts playing the song.
The Everybody Loves Donut song that you sent to me and I heard tons of times.
That's a good song, though.
Yeah, I know, but I love the fact that he's crazy. He's running around going, and then he's just like, he's pretending he's a plane.
He's leaning on a wall and he's like juggling something.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I love that game. But one of the other games I downloaded.
And I tried this demo for it, too, so I could comment.
Snoopy Flying Ace.
I was going to mention it as a game on one of the other shows previous, but I didn't get to.
It's a flight simulator game starring Snoopy and the rest of the Peanuts
gang.
In third person.
Really?
You control Snoopy.
So it's like you're looking like this on it?
Yeah. As you battle the Red Baron and his minions across the European airspace. And you can...
The Red Baron, I just feel so bad for him. No,
what?
Well, actually, I just got to see the movie and then finally looked up the history about him. He actually got shot in the head.
Oh,
and then that was the other thing, was he survived it, and then flying caused him such agony. So now every time it's like, now he's got like another thing of him in another video game. Or
yeah.
A shitty movie or something like that.
Oh.
But what's good about this game is that you can choose and unlock various other planes, including a Red Baron and Snoopy's doghouse. You can fly as Snoopy on his doghouse.
What?
Why did I see that?
That's awesome! They actually came. He went to thing mm-hmm. with the scarf and then.
Yeah.
Yep.
Does a little bird come around with you too?
Yep. If you get 4 kills, he Woodstock starts assisting you.
Wait, a Peanuts game where you kill people?
No, you don't kill them. That when the plane blows up, you see them go down with the parachute. And you're going, ah, rah, rah, rah,
can you open fire on the parachute?
I know.
I tried. I couldn't. You can't.
Oh,
no.
Only in Peanuts.
But it's Charlie Brown. It's Charles Schultz. I don't think
Fuck
he was.
Charlie Brown.
Hey, Charles Schultz is dead.
No, if Snoopy was ever able to kill anyone, I think my childhood would be ruined.
Yeah, basically. Basically. Now, I for one thought the graphics were in this game were really good. And
seeing that you got a new 30-inch TV!
Yeah, 32 inches.
32 what? Inch. Shut up, just listen. One. Don't worry, you'll see it in a minute.
Let's go see it now.
And okay, then go see it now, big bitch.
And the gameplay felt like, have you ever played Ace Combat?
Yeah! I love that game, and I wish I could actually buy the flight stick with the actual controller set up. I wanted that one.
Yeah.
It's $156 right now.
It felt like playing that game. While cartoonish, there was a lot of really good realistic styles to the Snoopy Flying Ace game.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Well, that was the only thing. I wanted a little bit more time to actually try to just play against in the regular game
yeah.
on the demo. Because, or trial game as they gave it, they didn't really get, I just went straight into a fucking match of, online, and people were probably already playing that game for about
oh,
a week
yeah.
now, and they were just fucking me up. I was like, okay, this is to move this way, this is the, bang! Fuck! I can't figure out what I'm doing!
Yeah, basically, but.
That reminds me of the first time I tried to play NHL 10 with my friend who had the game for, 3 years.
Oh, yeah, and they were just like, oh, yeah, watch this, slam right through the
yeah,
fucking window.
Mm-hmm. But I felt. Online mode is awesome. I think it's one of the best online modes I've ever seen.
Yeah, because you don't play that much online.
But
you're going to.
Yeah, but you got dogfight, you got capture the flag, and then you got pigskin. We play fucking football in the air.
I'm surprised Anvil didn't hear that one. Anyways.
And I did like the sound of the game. The musical score.
Another question.
Yes.
Question. How much was this on Xbox Live points?
800 points.
Surprisingly.
It's a steal practically.
Nice.
So, I love the sound in this game, especially when you shoot down a plane, you hear Snoopy doing that maniacal laugh that he does, that
yeah, kind of thing.
And all in all, I think this is probably one of the best Xbox Live games.
That you've played. As so far.
Pretty much, but I think it's one of the best that's come out this year.
Still gotta try Hydro Thunder.
I know, oh. I do. I have the demo.
No
I have
way!
They brought Hydro Thunder, Hurricane. I actually did an article on it.
Hydro Thunder! Just yeah. like everything vibrating and stuff.
Fucking
that's why
sick.
I used to play
it's...
the game.
What?
Hydro Thunder?
Yes.
It vibrated, the arcade game?
Yeah.
Well, you
well your controller vibrates, is that good enough?
Not really, no.
Well, sit on top of the thing vibrates between your legs.
Tell you what, when you and I hang out again tomorrow, let's go someplace where I can buy Xbox points and I'll buy Hydro Thunder Hurricane.
Yeah, sweet deal.
Hydro Thunder. Oh, man, those are the days. Those
yeah, well, that's
days.
What I wrote basically right on the first article. Those days that I used to just toss quarters into the fucking slots back at, the Willows or wherever the fuck they had it.
Yeah.
And just fucking, Hydro Thunder! And they're like, holy shit!
I used to play at the mall at the old arcade.
Yeah,
I like the snow
Record
version
Town.
Better.
I like the their brother series, Rush. I like the Rush.
Rush
series.
Was awesome.
I want them to do, now seeing that they did this, I want them to bring that back.
I love driving the Volkswagen bus at 120 miles an hour. That was fucking awesome.
I want them to do the Rush version, but I want them to put it together with Split Second so you can blow shit up around the fucking things while fucking other people off. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I want. That's one of my dream games right now.
You know, I'd say we are due for a video game update at my place of employment.
Fuck yeah!
That would be awesome if I could convince them to bring Hydro Thunder in.
Yeah.
Would you ever work?
No.
What?
No.
Would you actually ever work?
She'd be stealing quarters from the cash register.
It'd be like the end of the night and we'd be doing paperwork. I'd be like, alright guys, have fun cleaning up. I'm just gonna go play this game.
And then, 5 minutes later, Hydro Thunder! But, damn it, she's doing it again!
But, my crew would be back to this game. Are we doing the star rating now for...
Yes!
Star rating. For everything, though.
Stars!
I guess...
That's the thing I've been doing lately on my articles. I'm like, okay, I have to explain it. Yes, I give it 2 thumbs up, but I feel like if it was a star rating system, I would drop it back just a tad. Because because explaining, like, 3/4 this, half of that, doesn't make any sense.
I give Snoopy Flying Ace 5 stars. Ooh. It's flawless. I think if Charles Schultz were alive, he would give this game a nod of approval.
If he knew how to play a video game.
I'm pretty sure he might have played Pong or Pac-Man.
Or Pinball.
ColecoVision?
Yes, ColecoVision. You used to have that.
I don't know if you really call those games, man.
You're a game.
Dang, dang. I'm a game?
You're a game.
You're a game.
You know what? You know what? You all just lost the game.
So, Nenya, you want to play with my joystick?
No!
Sick fucker.
No! Yeah, you do that. Give him middle fingers. More of them.
Whoa, no.
This was a revolver.
Machine gun.
What'd you take that as? Like an old Atari system at home.
Yeah, that actually works. That's funny.
old style revolver.
Let's talk about a demo that me, Pandalicious, Silent Shan, and even Lilonic play. It's called Try Not to Fart.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, I played that one online, though.
It is an online game.
Yeah.
Is that a game that you guys play in real life all the time?
Yes.
I lose so much. It's awesome.
It's twisted with your hands.
Basically. It's almost like DDR with your hands, actually.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's really, really complicated, and I kept on, like, failing.
Well, no, dude, you're just like, all right, I'm holding the button. Why isn't it Oh, fuck it. I'm going to let it go. You're like,
well, no, I was sitting there on my computer one day, and I was, you know, playing some online games, and I found that one. Like, right after you showed it to me, like, 2 days later, I'm like... I think I just kept letting it go fart just because I thought it was hilarious, watching the chick flip out on.
Yeah,
because basically it's set up as you going on dates, and you have to hold down the buttons in order to stop yourself from farting. And, of course, that was a sad fucking thing because It was like, I played that game, and then I played, like... It looks like it's another version of that game, or the same company fucking did the same thing, but it was called the Baby Maker Stream.
Yeah.
Oh, no, please don't talk about that.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I said. When I was flipping through the thing, all I see is a pregnant chick there, and it says, Baby Maker Extreme! And I was like, what did they do? What the fuck did they
do? And then at the end, they actually tell you if it's a boy or girl.
It's a side view, right, of a woman with her legs open, and you gotta... You know, tap the fucking triggers back and forth the right way. And then press the fucking, like, smash on the button and then launch the fucking baby. It's kind of like... Kitty cannon or the chicken fucking launcher or whatever the hell you call it.
What?
Exactly. And you got to bounce them off the other, like, specific people that are, like, either patients or doctors or whatever in order to keep it going. And I made it to the wall. So I said, ha-ha, fuckers.
Well, I played a game even more fucked up than that. It's called Spaze. And I thought, alright, it sounds weird, but let me play. It's a maze game. Not so hard, right?
What's so fucked up about a maze?
Yeah, you wouldn't know, would you?
You're playing as a sperm, and each level you're making it through her, and you have to fertilize the egg.
That's gross.
That's what I said.
Alright, cut this off, back to the fucking game.
Alright, so, what were your thoughts on Try Not to Fart?
Well, I could just rate it right now and just give it, like, a fucking 2.5 stars because out of 5, it was just fucking horrible.
I'll
give it 3.5. I
don't think it's a clever game. It's just, it's fucking hilarious once you start playing it, but then it gets annoying because of the fact that you're trying to keep your fucking score up, but you really want to fart and piss off everybody in the room.
Because they feel laughing their ass off. That's what happened with Pandalicious. She couldn't play the game because she couldn't stop laughing. Because
Panda's a sick fucker, alright? We'll just say that. Panda is a sick fucker.
Well, yes, she is.
Well, I give it a 1.5, and the only reason that I give it a 1.5 is I couldn't stop laughing over the farting. But on it being complicated or clever or anything...
It gets complicated!
No, it doesn't.
It gets complicated because then it gets to the point where you're trying to figure out how to hold your hand on the controller in order to press the buttons at the right time and then let them go, because you have to let them go in sequence or otherwise it farts.
I really think that mine was a little bit easier than yours, I guess, because I had WASD and then up, down...
Well, yeah, that's because it's on a keyboard. That's a computer.
So I was playing like this.
Yeah, that's
easier. I feel like Beethoven.
But if you have a fucking... you know, controller in hand, it's sometimes not so easy, especially a rounded-off version of, you know, a controller, which is the Xbox controller.
Were the chicks hot?
No,
it's like it almost looked like it was a South Park type cartoonish style.
That's
they looked cut out. It looked shitty.
There wasn't even like any eye candy.
Well, that's what it is. It's like it's indie games. That's the issue that I have with Xbox Live is that they come out with these shitty little indie games, and it's like, dude, if I wanted to play fucking shitty indie games, I'd go play them online instead of spending like 300 to 800 fucking points for a goddamn piece of shit.
Well, try not to fart. Picture of Megan Fox instead, or
try not to fart is only 80 points, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, sometimes these games can be cheap, but it's just I don't think that I want to spend nickel and dime shit for these penny worth games. It's just fucking not my favorite thing.
All right. Well, Nanya, you've been playing on your DS a game nonstop. Tell us a little about this one.
About Pokemon Heart Gold?
Yeah, come on.
Yes, Pokemon.
Well, didn't the game come out like a year ago?
Nope.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care.
I'm like way behind on the train here, but I decided to finally invest in a DS because I was that hardcore Pokemon kid growing up.
How much did you pay for the game in this new one?
I think 40 bucks.
40?
Not bad.
Well, I also had to pay for the DS. But anyways, I missed the Platinum and Diamond and Pearl and stuff, and I was really upset about that because I didn't have a DS. I only had a Game Boy Advance SP. So I finally upgraded, and I tried Heart Gold because I heard Black and White's coming out in the spring, and I want to be prepared. And I'm, like, just blown away at how good this game is. Just, like, everything's had a facelift. It looks amazing. The level, like, everything feels new. Like, I know that this is a remake of Gold, but I feel like I'm playing a brand new game.
I just have to say that I'm just surprised in general that Pokemon has lasted so long.
It keeps getting better.
Yeah.
The stuff they've added to it is insane. Like, there's all this, like stuff that happens on certain days and competitions.
Damn,
they keep
Japanese
adding.
Japanese people.
Like, now with the whole Wi-Fi element, I missed the Jirachi event. I could have had a Jirachi, but I did not buy my DS in time.
Oh.
There'll be another Jirachi time, I bet.
I hope so. It's a Pokemon.
So,
all my friends who started playing this game like way back when it came out and stopped playing are really annoyed because now that I'm playing, they've started playing again, and I'm just like, my Pokemon.
Gee, thanks, Daniel, thanks.
Yeah, no, literally, my friend was like cursing me out the other day. He's like, I can't believe I started playing this game again, and then like 10 minutes later, he sent me a text message and he was like, I can't wait till we get to battle. Smiley face.
Squirtle, Bulbapedal,
Charmander, I don't think I have any of the original ones on my team right now. Oh, no, I have a hunter named Brodude. He's the only one of the original.
I used to be the hardcore kid that would play Pokemon. I had Pokemon Stadium. I had Pokemon Snap. That was a surprisingly good game.
You could beat that game in a half hour, but it was still good.
Yeah.
Well, I used to be a hardcore fan, too, I ain't gonna lie.
And I'm not gonna lie, I fucking hate Pokemon.
Dude, well, I was at Busch Gardens 2 weekends ago, and I bought a Pokeball plushie.
Well, actually, I only really like Charizard. And when I was, like, 11, I went to visit my tattoo artist, who I still use to this day, because he was a good family friend. And I asked him to tattoo Charizard on my back, and he pulled out a magic marker and drew him on, and let me go home with Charizard.
My favorite was Cubone.
Cubone.
Well, you can't forget everybody's favorite.
No, he's doing it wrong.
I'm sorry, but this is really funny that you guys are doing Pokemon impressions right now.
Pikachu! Oh, I'm so glad I got a vehicle. I can drive home now.
Yeah, I heard Pikachu grew up. Do you know what he became? A lawyer.
I thought he was a shock Nazi, but anyways.
Anywho. Oh, so, the point is, I haven't beat the Elite Four yet, which I know unlocks a whole nother half of, like, I can go back and beat all the original stuff after that, too. So, I have a long way to go, and hopefully I will still be playing it by the time Black and White come out, because I heard that this game is just going to blow every DS game out of the water.
Do you know if it's going to be a 3DS game, or just regular DS?
I think it's just regular DS. I hope it's just regular DS, or else I'm screwed, and I'm going to have to buy a new system.
Well, remember what the people at GameStop say, you can just trade up.
Yeah, I can trade up. But no, I'm pretty sure it's just for regular DS. I don't know. Like I said, I'm hearing it's supposed to be like the DS game to end all DS games, so I'm really thrilled.
So it's going to be the PSP killer.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, the PSP died the moment it was invented.
Good point. Especially PSP Go. Ugh. Oh my god.
I have no desire to get near that console ever.
Me neither.
Yeah.
So, what sort of grade do you give Pokemon Heart Gold.
I give it a 10 out of 5 stars. I give it as many stars as you can possibly give it. It's fucking amazing.
And for people in our age group,
it's fucking amazing.
It is fucking amazing.
Well, you're like reliving your childhood, so but it's better.
It's sex on a DS?
It's what? Sex with a DS.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, reliving our childhood? I don't know if I want to do that.
Sorry.
Me neither. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
My childhood was full of Pokemon, so...
Yeah.
Like, I was hardcore.
Oh, see, my childhood had a really, really angry Irish father.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Thank God he ran away 10 years ago. And has yet to be seen since.
I have a Wilmer plushie.
She's like, that makes everything better.
I still have my Ninja Turtle plushie that I got for my 4th birthday.
Nice.
My aunt gave it to me because I had to have my tonsils out the day after my birthday.
Ow.
And I still have them.
Props to your old school.
I still have my Sonic the Hedgehog plushie I found all the way in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but my guy looks like shit. Because I used to play with him.
I used to play with mine, too.
He's a very light green, and all the black paint that was on the straps is all right, eaten away.
Can we go back to the show?
We are. We're talking about childhood nostalgia.
Okay, now you said that you have a certain game that we had in our childhood in your closet somewhere. Pogs.
Pogs, right, yes.
Oh, Pogs. I threw my Pogs away.
We had this Pog conversation not too long ago. I thought we were going to dig those out.
Yeah.
Fuck, they're in my closet right now as we speak.
Which closet?
My bedroom closet.
Why aren't we playing with them right now?
I think we need to make a video. I think we need to make a video promoting Pogs.
I'm calling it.
I think we
should... Pog Battle. B3.
Yeah, B3.
Pog. 2010. We should put it out there that they should bring back Pogs.
Yes.
No.
That was a great game when we were kids.
Yeah. Children brought children together.
I have all 50 state Pogs, motherfucker. How do you like that?
I miss my old Slammer.
Me too. I had a Ninja Star.
I had the rare one that was actually 24-karat gold plated.
Mine too. I had that one as well.
Did you have the one that you could buy in the store, or did you have the one that you could win?
One that I bought in the store.
I got the one that I actually won.
Oh, okay.
I felt really important because I was, you know... Yes, I did!
He's a one-upper. Fuck you.
Nope, it's probably the same one that you could buy in the store. I just got it for free. Instead of paying the $3 like everybody else...
But it was a fun game. It brought people outside, had fun. No one was killing anybody over Pogs.
My personal favorite set of Pogs were my Ninja Turtles. Remember, it had every Ninja Turtle on it.
No, my favorite were... It was the Pog character, the caveman guy.
Oh, yeah, he was a man.
He was awesome.
Did they use him in the Geico commercials for a little while?
I had the Halloween ones, and I had one that's called Frankie Baby. It's Frankenstein. It's fucking cool.
I used to have the Muppet Baby ones and the Garfield ones.
I sent away for the Pillsbury Doughboy.
I do remember having a Tony the Tiger one.
Didn't they used to have the Pog makers? So you
yes, I looked online. They don't have any, like, no one's selling it. Not even on eBay.
Wow.
I'd love to make some B3 Pogs.
Me too. That's the reason why I was looking.
Yeah, because they're easy and cheap to sell. No, I'm just kidding.
If we could actually find a maker, we could, you know, distribute them everywhere.
I was even talking to the Stampede about bringing back Pogs.
Yeah.
And they were down for it, too.
I think we should start our... campaign on our website.
Yes.
Pog Revolution.
Pog Revolution.
Pog Revolution.
Pog Revolution.
We should start a thing on Facebook, a group. B3 wants to bring back Pogs. And see if we can get a million people to sign up.
I will not be part of that group.
Why not?
I just don't like
Well, technically, you are part of the group by default because you want to be
You're made out of it.
You have to support the group.
I don't like Pogs.
Hey, we support you.
It's not like you gotta play the game. You just wanna.
You guys like Pokemon.
No, I said I used to. I didn't even think it existed anymore.
Teehee.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, Charizard is still the man.
Everybody's favorite is Charizard.
No. Yeah, but I was a pyromaniac as a kid. Somebody else that could make fire that was awesome. That's why I swore I'd become a firefighter.
Have you ever seen how hot the woman who does the voice of Pikachu is?
No.
She is wicked hot.
Oh, yeah.
There's only been one voice actress,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he's the only character who has only had the same voice actress.
Right.
I have not seen how hot she is.
She is hot.
She's mucho deliciosa.
I love Asian chicks.
Yeah. I believe
that's my line. You stole my line.
Okay, I think we should stick a fork into this podcast.
Yes,
right,
so we
now
can run upstairs to King's new TV and watch the Red Sox play.
Okay,
I'm gonna go play with lasers.
Got a freaking laser beat.
Remember, check out our website at bostonbashbrigade.com for recent news, reviews, past and current podcast videos, and audio stuff.
We're also on myspace.com/bostonbashbrigade. Along with that, we've got the group on Facebook, and we are trying to push more stuff onto the actual website via, you know, what the fuck we're doing right now, or, you know, whatever else that shows up on MySpace, because I'm not even sure what that is anymore. Okay, YouTube.
And don't forget our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. And go check out Geek Aggro. Also, don't forget to look at our website, read some of our articles that we've written. There's going to be some more stuff going up.
Yeah, and we've got some more affiliates and stuff like that as of right now that we're trying to work with.
We will be starting the group to bring back Pogs.
Yes. And if you guys want to join us on Saturday, we're going to try to do this for this coming Saturday, since this is already Tuesday when it comes out. We're going to try to get a lot of people together for Scott Pilgrim versus the World and The Expendables.
So if you want to chill with us.
And also, the following week, the group, we're going to be at the Overtime Bar in Beverly that Saturday, seeing Totally Inappropriate.
Yeah, come on down, Inappropriate.
And get Totally Inappropriate.
Oh, that was slick. Thank you.
Real fucking slick. Real fucking smooth. That's his style right there.
Kids a play a player.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, Chirping Cricket.
Yeah, well, if a chick comes in, flashes her boobies, and she's like, yeah, I'm getting Totally Inappropriate, you won't be making a cricket noise then.
Yeah, because girls just walk around flashing their boobies.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
When they get drunk, yes.
Well, I don't...
They like to get top freak.
Yeah, okay.
Or they like to give you a blowjob in an alley, you know, during a concert.
Anyway.
Shut up. Until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Nenya.
Lumonic.
This is Anvil.
Say sayonara, bitches.
We are the Bastards.
Fuck you.
Yours.
Pikachu?